Monday, August 3rd, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Do you remember Plan B? I was concerned about the growing competitiveness of Brazil 20 years ago. They were the up-and-coming soybean-producing competitor. My idea was to use the loan rate in the farm program to support our soybean price, enroll acreage from corn into soybeans so that we would temporarily flood the global market with cheap soybeans and crush Brazil's fledgling soybean industry. Sounds like something Donald Trump would do, right? We had a floor under soybean prices and we would make money from what corn was grown. There was interest from U.S. farmers, but they wanted the government to control things like this. They are the same farmers that today say they want government to be small. I know it is confusing. Farmers are farming for the government today and not getting paid very well. Our global ag competitors are doing well and thus are expanding their market share. What concerned me then about growing Brazilian ag competitiveness in the global soybean market was my fear coming true. The trade sees Brazilian soybean production growing another 8% next season. They're vaulting to be the number one soybean producer, and they are profitable while we are not. What is even more concerning is that they are about to take the same leap in corn, and few are even talking about it. Farm leaders are most concerned about bringing home the next subsidy check from Washington. That is how they think they are graded by producers. At a recent meeting with Secretary of State Pompeo here in Iowa, I was told that our farm board leaders kiss up something terrible to the administration, hoping to get kissed back. The ethanol industry got a swat, not a kiss. There's currently no farm policy in this country. There's no ag trade policy. Trends are against us, and no one is even formulating a response. We lose, and the USDA reimburses us. How long do you think that can work? Our president thinks that you are doing so well that you need to buy new tractors. Why doesn't this delusion register with farmers? My son Matthew and I are going to take a deep dive into the competitive differences between Brazilian and U.S. agriculture reports this week. In December 2001, Matthew and I traveled to Brazil, and when I was introduced there, it was noted that I was the American with Plan B. They had heard of me. Our objective was to evaluate the potential of Brazilian ag. They had minuses back then. They had developmental costs, and they had a lack of transportation farm-to-market kind of infrastructure that the U.S. had the comparative advantage in. We have since not improved ours, still talking about new locks and dams, while they have made significant progress investing in new transportation infrastructure down there. We also discovered that they lacked risk management tools that U.S. farmers enjoyed. They had a lack of access to capital that kept U.S. ag well-financed. They compensated for a lot of those things in their land costs. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The Mato Grosso is Brazil's Iowa, and their double-cropping corn after soybeans is what makes them the money. Not unlike Iowa, they have grown value-added industries in the Mato Grosso, producing livestock and more recently corn-based ethanol. As they expand their internal ethanol production using corn, that will circle back to kick us too, as they will import less of ours. That will hurt our ethanol corn demand unless we can find a replacement buyer. They have been our best ethanol customer. Our current EPA will not even support the 15 billion gallon RFS mandate. My son's in-laws in Minas Gerais have a dairy, feed cattle, and grow coffee, which diversifies their soybean seed operation. They double crop both corn and sorghum there after soybeans, something that makes money. USDA forecasts that U.S. farmers will produce 381 million metric tons of corn this year, versus Brazil producing 101 million metric tons. Roughly 30% of Brazilian corn production is single crop and the rest is safrinha, double crop corn. China bought 2 million metric tons of U.S. corn recently, which was a pleasant surprise. Next year, they forecast that Brazilian corn production will reach 110 million metric tons, up 9 million. That is over four times in their increase in production next season than what China bought. Brazil and the United States can produce all the corn that China will buy. The problem is that Brazilian farmers are doing it profitably, and we are not. Currency valuation and land costs make them profitable. I was surprised to read another advisory who calculated that Brazil's safrinha corn farmers were making a 50% return while we were losing money. I put Matthew to work crunching the numbers as to which that profit comes from. We'll be discussing that in later reports this week. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.